This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Beam Podcast.
Sound really chipper.
That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Hey, Jax, I do like a bit of social media.
Yes, you just posted a photo of us before the show on Instagram.
I did
Instagram.
Do that. I used all my thumbs, my fingers and my thumbs.
Did you? Very opposable thumbs you have.
Very good with my thumbs. But Instagram, because sometimes just does my head in a little bit. I'm still sort of learning.
We've got Alex from The Big Smoke on the line. Hey, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Oh,
bit of applause for you there.
Missed you. Welcome
you have.
Back.
Welcome back. Did you have a lovely holiday?
Yes, it was all good. How was yours?
Nice.
Good. We were just talking about Instagram. What's happened? Have they been accused of holding back likes?
So analysts are looking at the way Instagram feeds work, and don't forget that Instagram is owned by Facebook. So a lot of the methodology is similar. And the idea being is that they change how your news feed looks and how your feed in general looks to encourage you to engage more with the app. So some analysts have said that they've found that people who don't use the app too much get an influx of likes and then no likes. And the whole idea behind that is it triggers something in the person to want to keep coming back to the app. And apparently they do this with users who minimally use the platform.
Well, there you go. That's
it's like an addiction.
I was
it's driving addictive behaviour.
Is
yeah?
that, like, legal? It seems pretty cheeky. Are they just playing around?
Facebook in 2016 got in trouble for manipulating news feeds to encourage particular emotive responses. And Facebook ended up admitting that, yeah, it was a test that they were running on selected news feeds. So the whole concept behind these platforms is you use them and you sign a pretty hefty terms and conditions, and part of that is that, you know, they're in control of the feeds.
It's really interesting, particularly with Instagram, because it's so visual. And you know, I'm an almost middle-aged gay white male.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so I've got my issues. I'm not ashamed to say it. But sometimes when we post stuff on Instagram, I get a little bit needy because no one's liking them, or they're not liking it at the velocity that I would like to be liked.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is if you didn't see a few likes, you wouldn't actually even notice. But when you start getting a few likes, particularly from people maybe you don't know that well or people you haven't seen for a long time, it triggers something in our brains that's not dissimilar to the same sensation our brains respond to if we have something like chocolate. So it's that rush of excitement and dopamine. And so the idea behind the whole technology stuff is that it triggers a similar effect. So we literally become addicted to checking our phones. There was actually a study that was done a couple of years ago that found that students in Australia were checking their Facebook apps every 30 seconds. So over time, that becomes learnt behaviour where you're becoming really, your focus is what's the next trigger, which is somebody liking your picture or commenting on your status.
Yeah, it's like a brainwash thing. I've often gone to set my alarm for the next morning or afternoon, whatever I'm doing, and I'll pick my phone up and I would just, without thinking, press Instagram or Facebook. And I'm like, hang on, why am I scrolling through my feed? What's wrong with me?
And the interesting thing is they orchestrate it. So, I mean, the apps are designed to have a really high usage, and that's why Facebook for a long time were forcing people to download Messenger.
Oh, gosh. And they make you accidentally invite friends who aren't on Messenger. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to send the invitation. It happened.
So they're trying to get you to use their platforms more and more. I don't know about you, but I actually use Messenger now more than text message.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
I get a bit worried, and I don't want to go too dark on you, but I just think with the young kids today...
Oh, the kids.
The kids, I mean, some of these young people, not just children, but are developing their sense of self-esteem and their sense of identity.
Yeah.
Using social media...
Because they've grown up with it, they don't know anything else.
And if they are hungry or inviting feedback, and why wouldn't you as a child to get a sense of who you are, you could be... being manipulated to put images online that perhaps generate more likes.
Yeah, a bit racy.
But perhaps not, may not be your true self or the self that you want to present to the world.
13-year-old and you're using Instagram, 14-year-old, and the people you love, the Kim Kardashians of the world, the Selena Gomez's of the world, when their images are beautiful and orchestrated,
perfect,
that makes you believe that your photo should be similar. And I have seen competitive schoolgirls trying to make Instagram feeds that are beautiful and orchestrated and perfect and like modeling shoots. When I was 13, it wouldn't even have occurred to me to take a photo that was pretty or sexy or anything.
No, I was always covered in dirt.
So it's an interesting way to look at it. And you have to wonder how will we validate our social equity and our worth in 15 years' time if it's obsessively about collecting likes and comments now?
Absolutely. And who's to say the duck lips are attractive anyway?
Oh, my
That's what
gosh.
I want to know. Look, thank you so much for your time, Alex. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you. Thanks look forward
thank
to
you.
It.
Hey, here's Sigala. Came here for love. You're on Joy.
Tonight, and I see you got what I wanted, baby. You got what I like. I can see that you're watching me come over, talk to me. Need you to give me a sign. You got that something sweet that don't come easily. It's what I need tonight. I came here for love, someone to hold me.
Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.